USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, President Trump said he's tightening the borders to protect America.
In order to protect our great American workers, I've just signed an executive order temporarily suspending immigration into the United States. This will ensure that unemployed Americans of all backgrounds will be first in line for jobs as our economy reopens. Crucially, it will also preserve our health care resources for American patients. We have to take care of our patients. We have to take care of our great American workers. And that's what we're doing. So I've just signed it just before coming into the room. And very important, very important. And as to amending it or extending it, that we can do at the appropriate time. But it's now signed.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Trump administration is once again having big arguments with the government of Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details from Washington.
Several developments. First, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned a satellite launch by Iran. During a State Department briefing, Pompeo noted that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is a designated terrorist organization, and he says he believes the launch has violated a UN Security Council resolution. Meanwhile, President Trump has also instructed the U.S. Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian aircraft and gunboats that harass U.S. ships. He made the announcement in a public one-sentence tweet this morning, but did not elaborate. The Navy recently reported threatening behavior by nearly a dozen Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the White House, President Trump says they're making progress in getting the next phase of coronavirus relief money to small businesses.
Following around-the-clock negotiations yesterday, the Senate answered my call to replenish the Paycheck Protection Program so that millions of additional American workers can keep getting a paycheck. We just increased it by $310 billion. I urge the House to pass the bill without delay. In our first round of funding, we provided nearly $350 billion, and it went at record speed to American workers and small businesses.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
The House will vote Thursday on the PPP package and a resolution to create a special committee that will oversee stimulus spending. This vote series is scheduled to take quite a while, though, as only 60 lawmakers will be allowed to vote at once. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, tells Fox News the public isn't interested in all the partisan bickering going on in Washington.
Yeah, I don't think the public's particularly interested in that. What they are interested in is, what did we do yesterday? We put $310 billion in to replenish the program for small businesses, which ran out of money 12 days ago. And we also added $75 billion for hospitals. We know they're struggling. And probably even more important than that, $25 billion for testing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.